Hi, Bob.
Hey there.
Get started with Martine.
Hey, Bob. Now that it's official, can you give us your thoughts on Sergio Romo joining the team?
Yeah, he looks good in green. Talked to him for a little while out there. He seems to be a bit of a free spirit, and that should play well here and fit in well here. So it's good to see him finally out there on the field and throwing, did some drills and so forth. Not really a guy that we're worried about getting ready too quickly. You know, experienced guy that understands the type of pace that he's on. But boy, you look at his track record and he's still getting guys out. He's really, really difficult on right-handed batters. And, you know, it's a really good pickup for us. We're excited and doubly because of the personality he brings too.
Matt?
I mean, do you have a sense of how you might, you know, want to use him at this point? Is he kind of like a setup guy? And obviously with Soria not being around and the role that he had, is Romo somebody you could get into that role?
You know, it's tough to tell at this point. Yeah, I mean, it could be setup. It could be matchup, you know, in a leverage situation, maybe a little bit earlier than setup. Not really sure yet. I think he's open for anything. He just wants to contribute to a team. And based on the fact that our bullpen seems to be looking better and better every day, it just means we have a lot of depth and potentially can rest guys a little bit more. And, you know, we have some experienced guys like Petit who know how to, you know, get guys out with runners on and, you know, get a clean inning, whatever it is. So we'll figure it out as we go along. But, boy, just every day it seems like we're getting more and more quality depth in our bullpen.
Shana?
How are you guys pitching today? Who stood out to you in particular?
You know, we try to look at some of the guys we haven't seen. Kolarik looked really good today. You know, it's the sink on it. It's fantastic. You know, we've all looked at the numbers. This is going to be a really important guy for us. So kind of concentrated on him a little bit today. Also, I'm pronouncing this right. Gudjon, who was with Houston, we saw him, you know, a couple years back. Really live arm. Looks like he has a good breaking ball, too. You know, it's all going to be about throwing strikes for him. You know, really a quality arm that stood out to me today. And then Wanison Charles is a guy that we've seen in camp here and really like him. It's same type of deal. If he can end up throwing strikes with the stuff that he has, you know, that'll really, in his career, it'll take off for him. So probably those guys today.
Alex?
Have you gotten a good look at Romo yet in camp? How has he looked to you so far?
Sergio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just played a little catch today and did some PFP. So it was more about just getting to know him today. And, you know, he's an easy guy to talk to, has a ton of personality. He'll fit in well here.
Martin?
Bob, Miguel Romero has been a guy, too, like I think Charles, who's been in camp a few times now and seems to be pretty close to contributing. Did you see him today and what have you just thought of him?
Yeah, no, we love his arm. You know, he's got a great fastball. It's all going to be about his secondary stuff, throwing strikes and kind of tightening up some of the, you know, the intrinsic stuff, being a little bit quicker to the plate. There's times a little bit slow to the plate, but, you know, the fastball's there. The talent's there. It's going to be about his breaking ball and some of the other stuff that at the big league level kind of sets you apart.
Matt?
Did you get a look at a couple of guys, actually? Turley, first of all, and did you have any kind of thoughts about seeing him in person for the first time?
Yeah, he was actually another guy I didn't mention that I put an asterisk by. He, you know, he looks like he's got a really good arm. There's some deception in what his ball does. He's, you know, our analytic people have told him he's got a very high spin rate, whether it's his curveball and or his fastball. It played out today. So a guy that can relieve, a guy that can start, you know, has some weapons to do both. So, you know, when we talk about our bullpen, you know, in the depth, he's another guy that potentially makes us a lot better and looks to be a guy that can give you multiple innings too. So he looked good to me on a first look today.
Then Palouse, apparently, I guess his velocity had a big jump last year. Did that show up today?
Yeah, it's tough to tell, you know, throwing bullpens, but it looked like, you know, he had a quick arm and there was some deception and the ball was, you know, would potentially get on a hitter pretty quickly. But, you know, it's tough to tell just when you're throwing bullpens and, yeah, so probably a couple more looks and hopefully we're able to get him in a game or two and, you know, get a better evaluation that way.
Anthony?
Yeah, hi, Skipper. I may have caught the tail end of this, so I apologize. But what do you hope Sergio's championship experience brings to the clubhouse?
Well, yeah, I think all teams that, you know, that he's pitched for, he obviously had his longest run with San Francisco, but, you know, everywhere he's been on winning teams. And I think they identify guys like this that can really help you when you have a chance. And we feel like, you know, we're in a position, you know, after making it to the postseason 3 years in a row, that we still have a really good chance here, even though we had some turnover. And those are the kind of guys you try to identify to put you over the top. One, performance-wise, they seem to respond in big situations and tight games because of their experience. And yeah, we really feel like he's going to accentuate and really help out what is already a good bullpen and looks to be, you know, getting better and better as the days go along here.
Thank you.
Anything else for Bob? All right. Thank you.